USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Heavy snow leads to a 75-vehicle pileup on Kentucky's I-75 overnight, as more than 100 million Americans coast-to-coast are under weather alerts from multiple winter storm systems. Out west, avalanches are expected in the Cascades, Olympics, and Mount Hood. In the east, the tri-state area of New York is getting heavy snow and is expected to last for most of the day. Of all of the American deaths that occurred at Pearl Harbor in 1941, September 11th, Vice President Kamala Harris says January 6th was just like that.
December 7th, 1941. September 11th, 2001. And January 6th, 2021.
It should be noted the only person shot and killed January 6th was an unarmed Air Force veteran, Ashley Babbitt. The shooter, a Capitol Police officer, will not face any charges. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
After American school systems received hundreds of billions of dollars last year to ensure schools were safe for kids to get back into the classroom, many school districts that took the money are choosing to stay closed.
Chicago Public Schools canceled classes once again after the district and teachers union failed to agree on whether to allow remote learning during a spike in COVID-19 cases. The Chicago Teachers Union voted to refuse to return to in-person classes after the winter break, taking issue with the COVID-19 guidelines and safety measures. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot called the CTU vote against in-person learning an unlawful unilateral strike. She said, "We are standing firm, and we are going to fight to get our kids back to in-person learning, period." From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Thank you for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
There are no special cases. Rules are rules. People are welcome in Australia. But if you're not double vaccinated and you're not an Australian resident or citizen, well, you can't come.
Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison. The number one tennis player in the world, Novak Djokovic, is spending one of his important religious holidays in an Australian detention hotel working on his challenge against deportation. George Christensen, a member of Australian Parliament, was on Fox News Thursday and explained why his government is taking such a hard stand.
When it emerged that he had some form of exemption to come into Australia, unvaccinated Australians exploded with rage because, they've had things taken away from them, just like in certain states of the US, they've had things taken away from them. They can't go to pubs, clubs, restaurants, cafes, bars. They can't even go to some shops at the moment in certain states of Australia. Some people who are unvaccinated have actually lost their jobs as a result of not being vaccinated and the government impositions. So, to have an exemption for Novak Djokovic sort of made it like, well, there's one rule for superstars, another for the rest of us. But actually knocking him back also sends a bad message because it just rubs it in that, you unvaccinated can't even come into this country, even though you're the number one tennis star in the world who's won the Australian Open something like nine times.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.